This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yes, hour number three coming at you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And welcoming new sponsor, Primary Weapons System. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time.
Because it's time. I like it.
Check them out, PrimaryWeapons.com. Greg Hicks, not exactly a household name. He's the former deputy chief of mission for Libya. He's the one that turned whistleblower who was stationed in Tripoli at the time of the 9/11 terrorist attack in Benghazi. He was on Megyn Kelly's show on Fox News, and he was there to lay out the case that pantsuit should not be trusted with our national security, as evidenced by what transpired in Benghazi. Ms. Kelly introduced Mr. Hicks by citing his compelling 2013 congressional testimony, outlining the lapses in security in Benghazi and the repeated calls for increased security that were wholesale ignored by Secretary of State Pantsuit Clinton. But he wasn't there to discuss the lack of security. He wanted to explain with 2 points how Clinton knowingly violated the law, is responsible for what happened in Benghazi, and is therefore unqualified to be our commander-in-chief. So he said this verbatim, okay? Point number one, Mrs. Clinton delegated her legal security obligations to others, those obligations to protect official Americans overseas and especially in Benghazi. The law says that responsibility rests with the Secretary of State, and that happened. And what happened is our security complement in Tripoli was reduced from 34 to 6, so that when Chris Stevens went to Benghazi, we could only let him take 2 security officers with him instead of the dozen or more he should have had. Now, before he could start his second point, he was abruptly cut off, as is customary with the cable news hostess. After politely addressing your question, he then succinctly made his second and more interesting point that nearly knocked everybody out of the chair. He said, Mrs. Clinton delegated the decision to divide our personnel in Benghazi between 2 facilities, and that decision cannot be delegated according to the law. Now, this is, that sounds quite innocuous, doesn't it? But, I mean, I follow the Benghazi case pretty closely because this was clearly not what they were saying it was. And that's the first time I've ever heard that statement, that it was something that she did and breaking the law was the result of it in addition to everything else that happened. Maybe that information is buried somewhere deep in the Benghazi committee report, or it's a portion of Mr. Hicks's congressional testimony that has yet to be publicly aired. Or maybe, you know, I was living under a rock. I don't know.
But if I had been interviewing this courageous guy, incredible witness with the bird's eye view of the Benghazi story, I would have let him finish his comment, and then I would have followed up. What is the law he references? What is the underlying policy reason that such decisions cannot be delegated? Is this law common knowledge among diplomats and State Department officials, including the Secretary of State? Did he know if Mrs. Clinton was aware of this law, and how did he know this? Were others stationed with him in Libya aware of this breach? Did he believe that her decision impacted the massacre in Benghazi, and if so, in what ways? Did he believe there was a dereliction of duty by pantsuit in making this illegal delegation? Has he, in his 25 years of diplomatic experience, ever seen a Secretary of State delegate these duties before? And if so, under what circumstances? I mean, you could just go on and on and on with this. Instead, Ms. Kelly did not delve into his comment at all. And that's a point. That's a point to ponder. Because on one, I'm fascinated with his statement. Because he's saying she broke the law. And I'm floored by the fact that Megyn Kelly, who's supposed to be sharp, failed to follow up on it. But as so often is the case with the Fox News talking heads, she was so absorbed with her own viewpoint that she bypassed this novel information to state what she thought was the takeaway. She said, I think one of the things that gets lost is that this was a time when there had been two bomb attacks on the consulate in the prior 6 months. The British and the Red Cross had both pulled out of Benghazi out of security concerns. Ambassador Chris Stevens had been begging for additional security, which she could not or did not provide. And somehow the Clinton supporters have managed to turn this into, you are some sort of conspiratorial hater if you want to talk about Benghazi. That wasn't lost on anyone. That's not the takeaway from the Hicks interview. I didn't even conduct it. I've only read it. And I know that. It's common knowledge that there were security lapses and pleas that were ignored. All, you know, and that would have all made a difference on that fateful night had it been duly addressed. But Megyn Kelly even attests to this fact in her introduction of Hicks. But the fact that the vast left-wing conspiracy belittles any conversation about Benghazi and the people who discuss it, that's hardly news. It's every, that's with every topic that they love. Hicks is a lot. He's authentic. He's as authentic as they come. He hasn't sought the public limelight like so many witnesses. He did not go on Fox News to state what we already know, but to lay the legal groundwork for the case that her violation of standard operating procedure and laws nullifies any claim that she's competent to serve as the country's 45th president. But it not only does point to her bungling incompetence as Secretary of State, but it's yet another instance of Clinton skirting the law and getting away with it. What is equally interesting to me is Megyn Kelly's complete and total incompetence. She's supposedly a former litigator and did that for 9 years at one of the top law firms in the country. Litigating is to a very great extent about asking questions that prompt witnesses to speak freely, reveal something useful, some probative information. And in this case, you got the witness who's being very forthcoming and something new to the public, and there's no follow-up from one of the Fox top news personalities, supposedly a incisive reporter and former experienced litigator. I find that there's no excuse for that. I am not a Fox News fan. I do not think Fox News is conservative. They talk too many gun control talking points and think that that is the, you know, they think this is common terminology. They say terms like gun violence and assault weapon and all these other things, and it's because they're Northeastern conservatives. And Megyn Kelly, she's, you know, for all of this stuff, you know, the feud with Trump and everything else, she's just another fevered ego that gets a little FaceTime. I mean, you know, I've seen her made up and put in certain men's magazines. Big deal. That's not her profession. She's failing at her profession. She failed right here. This is a massive failure. She had the smoking gun right there, and she didn't even notice that there was a whiff of smoke. We'll be right back.
is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to Brotherhood.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube.
You know what I hate about running something over? Sometimes, Kyle, just if you look at it, it fires. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the second call defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indestructible modularity, something that you'll never, I mean, this is they create their own level. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Right now in the Philippines, thanks to a presidential campaign, I think, they're right now in the middle of a crisis of vigilante attacks on suspected drug dealers and others believed to be involved in criminal activity. In a statement reminiscent of a certain candidate for the presidency in America, Rodrigo Duterte, said so many criminals would be killed upon his assuming office that the fish of Manila Bay would become fat eating their bodies. And since the 30th of June when Duterte took office, some 1,800 have died at the hands of law enforcement officers and ordinary people. President Duterte claims that the number of drug users in his country is 3.7 million and blames them for a rise in violent crimes, while Dr. Bernardino Vicente, head of the National Center for Mental Health, puts that number at 1.8 million on the basis of a recent survey. I can't imagine how that survey would look. Now, you have to remind yourself that correlation isn't causation, but the number of incidents of violence has been on the increase in recent years, has been an increase in the drug trade and use, particularly of methamphetamine. And as of 2014, the homicide rate in the Philippines was 18.56 per 100,000. To give you some context, we're hovering right around 4 here in the United States. So in other words, there is a problem. The question could be asked, is a vigilante solution the right one? Now, let's acknowledge here that to so many advocates of gun control, we gun owners are basically vigilantes ourselves. Some 14.5 million of us have carry licenses, and some more of us live in states which, by the way, Missouri became, I think, the 12th constitutional carry state in the United States. Live in states where they don't require state permission to carry legally, so it's reasonable to say that 1 in 5 gun owners have firearms with them when they're out in public at least part of the time. The primary motivation is to be capable of effective self-defense if we experience a violent attack. How is that different from a real vigilante? Well, self-defense is a response to something happening right then and there. By contrast, a vigilante goes after someone not to stop an attack, but to impose their idea of justice outside the court system. While self-defense is immediate, vigilanteism is to correct a perceived wrong that has already occurred, or to prevent one that is anticipated at some point in the future. And therein lies the big problem with vigilantes. You could be in error. But, you know, if you think your life is in danger, but you'll have no time to have built up a massive opinion about things in that moment. Now, resentment and grievance and the desire for revenge or other such emotions, that's not out there, and that doesn't require pondering and stewing. The reason that we have courts in our modern democracies is that we figured out that letting offended people build up a full head of self-assessed righteousness is not the best way to administer justice. Those types of violent attacks need to be stopped now. And then when we have time, a trial is a more probable route to good outcomes. Unless you're ready to completely devolve, if that's what you want. And I don't know if we can do that now. We got iPads and, you know, I can order my Starbucks before I even leave the house nowadays. I mean, we are just so advanced. Then we also have to consider the long-term effectiveness of threatening the lives of people who are addicted to drugs. Drug addicts have already accepted consciously or otherwise, a grave risk to their own lives in the taking of powerfully poisonous substances. And those substances fundamentally alter the chemistry of the user's brain. And, you know, there's no rational decision-making at that point. We have a, you know, at various levels within the Philippine government, there's a big corruption going on right now. And the inability to find a civil solution to crime creates an understandable temptation to vigilantism. But the better answer would just see addiction as a medical problem, which it very definitely is. And that's going to take time and a measured response to try to solve that. Sort of like it is here, where we have drugs and we have poverty and we have no economic, you know, possibilities for some of these people. And they go this way. Before we feel safe and superior, though, remember that voices in our own nation are calling for similar action here. And that is not an answer that we can adopt or adapt to. I am against all violence. Okay? Going out and hunting or looking to spread violence never leads to a good outcome. I think in the moments when you need to be violent, in those self-defense moments when you need to be violent, then you need to be hyper-violent. And you need to be judicious about it. And you need to be so good at it that it's over with so fast. And then you have to turn it off. You cannot exist being at that level. It just isn't doable. You're going to go, I mean, if something like that happens to you and you did execute the way I would try to execute, you're going to have some things that go along with that that's going to last longer than the incident. Like, you're probably going to have some manifestation of post-traumatic stress. You're going to relive it over and over again. You're going to hear things all the time that, you know, every time you drive past that place or if it happens in your house or wherever, you're constantly going to be reminded of it. So it's not something we should seek. It's something we should learn to do if it comes to it, but it is not something we should seek. When we get back, there's some academics out there that are worried about what happens if Donald Trump becomes president. It's funny to talk about. Let's do that. We'll do it when we get back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
From the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And modularity, and being indestructible. There's a lot of differences. Jonathan M. Metzl is a professor of sociology and psychiatry at Vanderbilt University, and he wrote an article for the Huffington Post titled "Guns in Trump's America," in which he suggests that the Trump administration would result in many fewer gun laws and, by implication, more gun deaths. Well, my first thought about this is, what gun laws has Obama passed that have resulted in anything? He hasn't been successful at all. He hasn't gotten anything passed. So it'd just be the status quo. If Trump sticks with his current stance on guns, Metzl might be right, at least in the first half of his claim. Just as with pantsuit, however, Trump has taken a spectrum of positions with regard to guns and gun rights, and which party will lead both houses of Congress is hard to predict. I'm pretty sure that the House is safe. Don't know about the Senate yet. As gun owners, we've been promised a panacea by supposedly pro-gun politicians, only to find the status quo maintained. So even a Republican president and a Congress working together is no guarantee that the violations of gun rights currently in the law would be rolled back or eliminated. But what about gun deaths? Huh? If he becomes president and does exactly what advocates of gun control say he would do, would that mean a rise in loss of life? And here's where Metzl loses me, because he decides to quote the off-quoted study by the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Policy and Research, funded by Bloomberg, that found an increase in homicides in Missouri when the state removed a requirement for handgun buyers to have a permit to purchase in addition to passing a background check when the sale was done at a licensed dealer. Problem with that study is that it appears to make the basic error in treating fluctuations from 1 year to the next as significant. A 1 year jump is not a trend. A 1 year decrease is not a trend. A trend is a trend. That's where, you know, there's a string of years, a decade, two decades. That's a trend. The repeal of the permit to purchase law happened in 2007 when the homicide rate was 6.5 per 100,000. In 2008, the rate was 7.7. On the surface, that looks like evidence that loosening gun laws resulted in more murder. And yet, the rate in Missouri has varied over the 18 years between 1996 and 2014 from a low of 5 per 100,000 in 2003 and a high in 1996 of 8.1. Wait a minute. That was during the permit to buy. The average over the period is 6.9 in the 7 years, 2008 to 2014. Since repeal, five of those years have seen murders at a lower rate than the average. This is not, you know, this is nobody claiming causation here, except for Mr. Metzl, of course. The rates were lower than average 8 years out of 12 before repeal. Now, you would expect to see homicide rates higher after the change in law if that change is supposed to have made more murders likely. Now, the other areas for concern for Mr. Metzl are the belief that Trump would be unlikely to support a new ban on military-grade rifles, but would seek a national carry licensing system and other efforts to prevent states and cities from having stricter gun laws in the nation as a whole. So what he's wanting is he wants Trump to have, he wants him to impose federal gun control, which is unconstitutional. That's what the Second Amendment is against. It is against federal gun control. So that's unconstitutional. And at the same time, if he goes out there and holds states and cities feet to the fire on the Constitution, then that's a worry. And right now, Trump's current campaign platform points in those directions. And wouldn't it be nice if all candidates fulfilled such promises? But what Metzl doesn't prove is that those changes would lead to more deaths. He tells us that the U.S. has the highest rate of gun deaths in the cherry-picked developed nations, but leaves out the fact that most gun deaths are suicides, and the suicide rate of many of those gun control paradises is higher than or similar to ours. You know, sometimes when you look at somebody and you realize they're pretty, on 9 out of 10 things, they're very intelligent, they're very competent, and then when it comes to guns, they have a blind spot. The bicycle I ride today, this is going somewhere, trust me. Bicycle I ride today, when I bought it, it was on consignment. And I made a video about concealed carry when riding a bike. And I publicized the bike shop, Lucky Bikes, that I got it from. Okay? The Lucky Bike shop owner liked that. But since it was on consignment, he had to call the owner up to pay the owner. And when the owner came up there to get paid, she wanted to know who had bought the bike. And he told her that I had bought the bike and what I did for a living and the fact that I'm a gun advocate and that I had made a video with the bike and with the, talking about carrying a gun and everything. And she just about passed out because it's guns. You know, having expertise in one field while lacking knowledge about the relevant subject here and thus suffering from a variation of the Dunning-Kruger effect feeling in this case that being skilled in one area implies other skills without verifying that belief. Add to that a political bias about guns, and you have a promising hypothesis about support for gun control among people like Metzl, like doctors. Doctors, you know, like a, Dr. John would attest to this. Doctors may specialize in, setting, fixing your broken back. And yet they will get out there and tell you about what it takes to carry a gun, or you shouldn't be allowed to carry a gun or anything else, even though they don't have any idea what they're talking about. Now, since sociology is Metzl's area of expertise, maybe he could look into that question. And maybe he can consider that the facts around guns and their regulation aren't so obviously what he believes them to be. It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny when you think about it. Some all of these guys, they're having the vapors. It's hilarious. I love the hilarity. Please excuse me for the guffaws, but coming up on the last break, I've been asking the question, why did they take Hillary to Chelsea's house when she probably needed to go to an emergency room or to see a doctor? I wonder why they didn't do that. Well, my pal Matt Vespa over at townhall.com has written a little article about it, and we're going to explore that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is
negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation, unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
If you haven't ever tried that kind of modularity, go pull it up and take a look at it. TacticalHolsters.com. Did anybody see when the Clinton News Network's Wolf Blitzer asked Clinton spokesman Brian Fallon if the pneumonia diagnosis would have been released to the public if a video of her vapor locking off the curb as her motorcade pulled up hadn't been seen and recorded? They said that was due to dehydration and overheating, and it was later found out, they said, that she had pneumonia, which was only released after the rather dismal news day for the campaign. Sort of like, see, she got pneumonia. That's why it's like that. I'm a little skeptical about Fallon's answer. When he told Blitzer that disclosure would have happened since everyone saw the former Secretary of State leave earlier than expected, I'm very skeptical of that assessment, especially the track record of the campaign being anything but forthwith with the release of information. They're so secretive about things that don't matter that gives everything they say an air of dishonesty. As soon as her security protective detail managed to, drag her into the van, they were bound to head for a hospital. But then they diverted to Chelsea Clinton's apartment to avoid the possibility that her medical condition would be leaked to the media, who at the time were still trying to figure out what was going on with the former first lady. Now, Fallon noted that Clinton was cogent, alert, and was making phone calls in the van. All was well, or so he says. He said Hillary Clinton was headed to an emergency room following her frightening collapse at the September 11th memorial ceremony, but detoured to daughter Chelsea Clinton's apartment to keep details of her medical treatment under wraps. This is coming from the Washington Post. Secret Service protocol called for the Democratic presidential nominee to be rushed to a state-designated Level 1 trauma center in the wake of her Sunday morning health crisis. In Manhattan, that would be Bellevue Hospital. But a campaign operative In a move that might have risked the candidate's health, decided to change course to avoid having Clinton seen by doctors, nurses, and other medical workers who could leak details to reporters, according to a source. In addition, Clinton's van was supposed to be escorted by an NYPD detail, but the Secret Service whisked her away from Ground Zero before cops could accompany her. Another campaign spokesperson, Glenn Kaplan, said the Clinton team disputed the account and released a statement saying, as soon as she got into the vehicle, she was feeling fine. Her preference was to go to Chelsea's. Based on an assessment of her condition and after having conferred with her physician, the staff and the Secret Service thought it was appropriate. So was her physician with her? Is that the black gentleman, the black bald gentleman with the EpiPen that we always see, that people say is carrying the Parkinson's disease attack or anti-seizure shot or whatever it is? Did you catch the part where they left without the NYPD? That is inherently dangerous. Now, to me, Clinton is an evil sack of protoplasm, okay? But in reality, to a degree, she is a VIP. She is a governmental official. There are some terrorists that would look at her as a target. Running away with nothing but the internal Secret Service. These guys are not Ranger Roy. I mean, they may have a skill set, but it's not going to overwhelm certain variables that might come into play. Numbers are what are helpful in those cases, and they ran away from the numbers. Fallon also said that Clinton was running around Chelsea's apartment playing with her grandchildren. Fallon, Clinton, and Robbie Mook have tried to convey this notion that while Hillary's sick, she's powering right through it, as if to diffuse the notion that she's old, decrepit, and low energy. Now, the point is that because she had pneumonia and powered through events, she's somehow sort of a bad guy. You know, she's tough. No. Yeah, we want to believe, they want us to believe that a potential president of the United States is going full speed ahead while fighting an illness that could kill people. That's pretty stupid. Not a Clinton fan at all, and I'm not going to vote for her, but traveling with this schedule with little to no sleep will open yourself to possibly contract something serious. It's a respiratory disease, it used to be a killing disease. It still can kill you. If it's that innocent a circumstance, so why did they have to keep this so airtight? Now, are we bordering on paranoia here? An awful lot of effort was made to make sure pneumonia was kept in a secret file. ABC News' Jonathan Carl called the glaring omission about this episode of Clinton's health on behalf of her aides borderline deception. That's pretty funny. When you've got ABC out there coming at you and giving you a hard time, you've got problems. You've got big problems. You know, any old day as we get ready to go away in the few minutes we got left, talking about Milwaukee. Talking about anywhere, really, where being pulled over for something like a taillight could go so wrong, and then your town becomes Ferguson because of the fallout. That kind of conversation happened a few days after the shooting of the police by a young armed black man that generated the excuse for two nights of rioting, looting, and total destruction of a number of businesses in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee Police Department have devices called Shot Spotters, and these are electronic listening tools that detect and locate the sound of gunfire. It was reported that 40-plus gunshots were detected the first night of civil unrest. One talking head on Fox News was explaining to the viewing public how great it was that with all the shooting, looting, and burning and vandalizing and terrorizing, none of the police on the scene used any deadly force. He thought it was great that the cops did not fire a single gunshot, deploy any pepper spray or rubber bullets to take down any of the violent offenders down with a taser, you know? What was left out of his analysis of the desperate situation was that three gas station employees were trapped inside a BP gas station as looters broke in and raided the building. They were in some kind of secure room so the domestic diverse terrorists could not get their hands on the innocent staff. Think about that for a minute. That could happen anywhere. But what if it wasn't a BP station? What if it was your house? What if your family is invaded by domestic terrorists? Maybe you might retrograde to your bathroom and lock yourself in for alleged safety. But you get to hear the terrorists ransacking your home, damaging your property. Then you smell the smoke as they light your house on fire. And then only when your house is engulfed in flames do the police make the effort to confront the domestic terrorists to try to save you from burning alive. That's what happened at the BP gas station. We're fast getting to a point. I mean, we're just at any given moment, the way things are going in this country, the way the fires have been stoked on this unrest, at any given moment, we can become Ferguson or Milwaukee or Baltimore, just about anywhere. So think about that when you're out there and you see all of these demonstrations and such, could you? We're going to do this again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Youngevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.